Avoda of Elul is training ourselves to hear the sound of the shofar. That's why from the beginning of Elul, we blow shofar every day after davening. We have to train ourselves that we have to listen soon to the shofar. What that shofar is a lot of, most machzorim have 10 kavanas from Sad Yigoyim in what the shofar represents, but there's one Sad HaShoveh between all of them. The shofar is the Kabbalas U'Malchus Shemayim, the acceptance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Melech. Now, in a world in which there are very few kings that have power, it's a little bit foreign for us to think what it means to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king. But a king means someone who has total power over the nation. And when we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king, we're saying we accept him as having total power over our lives. Push it. When we begin saying HaMelech HaKadosh, Aser Simei Tshuveh, we're proclaiming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has total power over our lives. It's Yimei Adin, the days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, days of judgment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then is a Melech, total sovereign over our lives. That's what Malchus is. It sounds like a very, very frightening thing to be able to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a sovereign, a king over our lives. The worst part of it is that we have to relinquish our own sovereignty. We have to say that we're not the king. That's a little bit difficult. We go through life thinking that we're the king. We're in charge of everything, and everyone has to serve us. From the time we're children, teenagers, growing up, someone always is doing things for us, or helping us. We never think that someone is doing us a favor, helping us. We don't feel that we have to subordinate ourselves to anything. We feel we have to do what we feel like doing, and other people have to help us out to get where we feel like going. So this idea of Malchus seems to be a very, very difficult one. Abdicating our own sovereignty and accepting the Kodesh Baruch Hu's sovereignty in ourselves. It's like limiting, you can't do what we feel like doing anymore. Seems a very, very frightening and distant thing. But the emes is that without that we have no lives. A person is made to be mekabel o malchus shamayim. The Gemara says in Nidin. The Gemara describes how a fetus looks in the womb of his mother. It says the exact description of how all of us looked when we were in the wombs of our mothers. And the last thing it says there is that the fetus crouches on his knees. And the Mahal says, why is that so? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that a fetus should crouch on his knees? Because the deepest need of a person is to crouch, is to kneel in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what makes his life successful. To be able to bow before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What makes life unsuccessful is Ani Emlech, I say I am the king. We think that it's frightening to be mekabel u'malchus shamayim. The truth is the opposite. Not to be a mekabel u'malchus shamayim is devastating to our lives. It undermines everything that we're created to be. When we live so that we should be king, everything in our lives gets destroyed. Our ability to relate to others gets destroyed. Our ability to enjoy what we're doing, to enjoy the world, gets destroyed. We can't relate to another person because we're too concentrated on the king, ourselves. We can't enjoy the world because we look out and see a beautiful sky. We see rain, we see sun, we see grass and fruits and produce. All of these things we don't enjoy. We think to ourselves, that's simple, that's made for me. Everything is me, it belongs to me. If we've been mekabel olmacha shamayim, if we think that Rabbeinu Shlom created us to subordinate ourselves, to be on our knees, to bend before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to accept Malchus Shamayim, and we wouldn't be selfish, it would be easy to relate to others, we'd have shalom, we wouldn't have machlokes, there wouldn't be strife between nations, between individuals, between parents and children, and husbands and wives. Everybody would think about the other, they wouldn't be thinking about themselves. And when we look out and see nature, and we see the miracles of nature that happen right before our eyes every single day, every blade of grass is a miracle. And every drop of food that we eat is a miracle, how it came to our table. When we think of all of that, we'd be filled with joy, we'd be happy all day. Altam Sabotka said, the reason we make the brachas in the morning, the 15 brachas when we get up, is that our lives should be filled with joy. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for waking up, for being a Jew, for getting out of bed, for opening our eyes, restoring our strength. Every one of the brachas that we make in the morning, we should be filled with simcha when we finish. Because it's not coming to us. We're not the king. We didn't create the world. Pare said, I created the Nile, and I made myself. That's what Pare said. But we're the hepech of Pare. Klal Yisrael is the hepech of Pare. We're enslaved to Pare, to a nation that looked to themselves as kings, as creators of the world. Klal Yisrael got out of that bondage, got out of that shibud Mitzrayim, and we were able to be mekabel olmacha shamayim kadosh nikra b'chor. We became the B'chor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'nei B'chor Yisrael. Klal Yisrael got out of that bondage. We're now free. If we can be Mekabel Olmacha Shemayim, we'll be free. We'll enjoy life. Be able to relate to others. There won't be machlekes. There'll be simcha. We're missing the whole show without Kabbalas Olmacha Shemayim. It's not something which is hard, difficult, oppressive. We wish we didn't have to go through this. We wish we didn't have to go through an Elul and a Yom Noroim because, our conscience doesn't let us do whatever we want. That's the wrong way to look at it. It's an unbelievable opportunity to sense that we are not the center of the universe. We are not the kings. There's a Melech who created the world, who created us to be on our knees, to subordinate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's liberating, this idea. It liberates us from tzoras. If a person walks around sad, you analyze why he's sad, it's because he's selfish. He didn't get enough COVID, didn't get enough money, someone didn't buy him something, someone didn't give him enough COVID. That's why he walks around sad. It's liberating when these things are nonsense. When there's a melech ha'olam, when you do anything to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're free. You're free to be happy. You're free to enjoy life. It's the real life. Real life is not eating a piece of meat with ketchup. That animals also eat meat and ketchup, or the equivalent. Our lives are to be human, to be that for which we're created. That's our lives for. And our lives were created to be mekabel olmacha shamayim. That's why the din of Rosh Hashanah comes out on the day a man is created. Hayom Ha'aras Olam. Today is the creation of the world. We say on Rosh Hashanah. The din is the day of creation. What's connection? What does the creation of man have to do with dealing, with judging him? And what does it have to do with Malchus? Both, what do both have to do with Malchus? Because man is created to be Mekabel Malchus Shomayim. His Shleimus, his perfection, is to be Mekabel Malchus Shomayim. That's how he reaches his destiny, his goal, by being Mekabel Malchus Shomayim. So the day of his creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person, are you living up to what you were created for? He's like recreated every year. Are you the human that I put into this world, La'ovda L'shomro? Are you the Adam HaRishon that I created to recognize that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, to subordinate himself to the Rabbeinu Shalom? Is that what you, did you do that? Are you that type of human being? That's the deen. Zikor L'yem Rishon, we say in davening also. Yichoykel Yisrael, Mishpul Yaakov, it says, Zikor L'yem Rishon, it's a commemoration of the first day. The first day Adam HaRishon was created. That's what this is. We can become human beings. A human being is someone as Mekabel Malchus Shomayim. That's what Elul is. Elul is to train ourselves. The 30 days before that moment when we hear Amelech. Amelech. Say Amelech in the morning, Amelech HaKodesh at night. When we begin, when we train ourselves to recognize that Rabbeinu Shlom is a Melech, to liberate ourselves from the Shibud, from the Avdus, to the other Melech, that's ourselves. The false Melech, the oppressive Melech is ourselves. And the true Melech is the Rabbeinu Shlom. When we get rid of that false imposter of a king, of our selfishness, and get rid of that, and Oyved Hashem, we're free, but we need training for that. We need 30 days to train ourselves. The Shofar is the Shofar of Malchus. The Shofar is the Shofar of Kabbalas on Malchus Shomayim. And we have to train ourselves to hear that Shofar, to want that Shofar. Some people don't even want that. They want to keep on living. Like you tell a drunk, an alcoholic, you tell him, I have a way to get you out of your illness. I can make you live a different life, not just drinking, getting drunk and sleeping. I can get you out and make you live. And he says, no, thank you. I prefer my stupor. I prefer what I'm doing. That's how most of mankind is. They prefer to live as alcoholics, drunken with their imagination, their fantasy that they're great and they're in charge and they can do whatever they want. They're autonomous. They're free. It's all illusion. It's all false. They're slaves. They're slaves to the false king themselves. That's why Elul is Gilu Bir'odo. Elul is taki a serious time. But it's a happy time. It should be a happy time. Whatever we can do, whatever we can change, whatever we can get closer, we won't be 100%, even 5%, 1%. We've gained. We've gained. We changed. This training that we do for 30 days is not just the listening to the Shofar. But we have to have a more acute awareness of our obligation in mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs. First of all, Torah, that's the ikar of everything, learning Torah, bi'iyun, with havonah, with amelus, that's the ikar. And mitzvahs, davening, the al-kulam, I would say al kulam is brachas that we make. 100 brachas we make a day. Every bracha we make is a kabbalas al malchus shamayim. We rush through it, say it without kavanah often, but we say melech ha'olam. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu, Melech Ha'olam. We proclaim that HaKadosh Baruch is the Melech Ha'olam. You're in charge of everything. Every bracha that we make, if we could just get ourselves, have a little bit more kavone in the brachas every day, 100 brachas a day we say. If we do that for 20 days, just imagine, doing 2,000 brachas. That's a way to train ourselves in Malchus, in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And davening is called Avodah. What does Avodah mean? Eved. Eved Lifnei HaMelech. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Again, that's how we start, that's how we daven. Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, which is like Malchus. Davening is Avodah, davening is Malchus. Davening has to be different than Elul. Has to be with, we have to remind ourselves day after day, more kavone. Davening the kavone out loud from a siddur, pointing to the words. Training ourselves. Rabbi Yishom is a melech. At least in Elul, training ourselves. Talmud Torah, the Rambam says, is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. The Rambam Hilchos Kriya Shema. Talmud Torah is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Because there's no greater Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. There's no greater nullification of our selfishness in getting involved in a hard Ran to understand it, to know the MS of the Ran, to work, to understand Torah. There's no greater Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. These are the things that we do here during Elul. There's a Maginta de Ameir, a little sefer that's printed, and they say it's a Braise. Maginta de Ameir, he says one of the questions that a person is asked after a when he comes before the Kisei HaKovod for a din, is Imlach Techo Es Chavercho Olecho. Did you make your friend the king over you? There's another form of Malchus. It's the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a Malchus of your friend. Every time you do a chesed, you're being Mamlech your friend. Every time you give something away of yourself, you don't say to yourself, I come first. Why should I give it away? You're giving it away because he's a melech. Gemilas Hasodim is to make sure that you're not the melech. Someone else is the melech. Two types of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalas Oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kabbalas Oil of HaChava. Okay, These are the achonis that we need for Malchus. This is the shofar. The shofar we proclaim, we are bottled to you, Rabbeinu Shlalom. We've reached what we were created for. We're on our knees again, like we were when we were in our mother's wombs. We're achieving that which we were created for. I once asked Reb Chatzkel, Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, a Mashgiach of Ponevesh in his time. He was a very serious man. I remember him frightening in his seriousness. He was a Rebbe of our Mashgiach of David, a very serious person. It wasn't Masiyah Das, Mavidus Hashem. Always working on himself, demanding from others to grow. Avodah learned in Kelim, an old, big Bal Musar. He saw the seriousness on his face. Someone asked him once, how do you work on atzvus? How do you work on sadness? He said, I can't tell you because I haven't had a moment in my life where I was sad.
Yeah.
You think this big tzaddik, this serious person that's working on himself, he'd be full of atzvos. That's our image is that. That tzaddik has to be sad. Don't forget. He was never sad in his life. Never had a moment of sadness in his life. Full of simcha. Because he was growing. He was living the way you're supposed to be living. Doing a lot in Hashem, that makes a person happy. Yeah. There's this attitude that Elul has to be a sad time. It's wrong. It has to be a serious time. It has to be a time when you're thinking of what you're doing, when you're growing, when you're preparing yourself during the Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim. But it's a happy time. We won't reach everything we want to reach. That's not a reason. That's not a reason to be sad. It's a reason. It's a reason to work a little harder. To be happy with what you have. Baruch Hashem, we're zeichet to have an Elul. We're zeichet to have a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. That's enough. It should make us happy. It should be mali simcha, but at the same time seriousness. With seriousness. Important, I think it's important also for Rosh Hashanah to prepare oneself with the Perush HaTfilis, to know the Perush HaTfilis of davening. Hopefully never to make a time when I'll, usually every year I teach the Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. We'll see if we have time for that this year. But everyone should do it on his own. Should be preparing himself with the Perush HaMilim of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah davening is. It's koilel, everything a man is created for. If you can get to be mechaven in davening Rosh Hashanah, if you can get to a yearning, all the tefillah should be niskayim of Rosh Hashanah. You are getting to a yearning of everything there is in your life, everything. You're yearning for perfection. You're yearning for the happiness, for success. You're yearning to do everything that you should be as a human being. That's the davening of Rosh Hashanah. Everyone should be preparing himself for that, by davening Rosh Hashanah. But as I said, the nekudas are brachas, melech ha'olam, Shmoneh Esrei, learning Torah be'iyun, and himlachtos chavercho. Making your friend king. He's the boss, not you. This is our preparation for Elul. Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim. That's what it is. Every time we mention Melech during these days, it should have a different meaning, a deeper meaning. We should realize that the word Melech is that which perfects us. Melech means Arish Tabdus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what perfects us. That's what makes us Mushlam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Rosh Hashanah out of love for us, to make us better, make us more perfect. We just have to respond by using these times, these days, in their proper way, to deepening, engraving within ourselves everything that has to do with the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech.